All right, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. We're here for another podcast session with Good News Crew. How's everybody?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. I hope everyone had a great week. And yeah. I sure did. I'm in Montauk right now, enjoying the beautiful sun and everything and the deers out there.
Hello from Montauk.
Hello. All right, so let's start with some good news. Anyone would like to share any good news first?
Well, personal good news or?
You can do any. Oh, you can do personal good news. You can do good news. This is the good news from all over the world. So anything good is positive.
Oh, great. Yeah. So I've been working on these projects. So I make custom dolls sometimes or whenever I have the energy to do them. And I finally listed it and someone personal messaged me and said it's the most cutest thing they've ever seen. So it's nice to be appreciated. You know, like work so hard on something and then someone messaged you like that. And it's like, but I don't know if it'll get sold. I don't think I listed it for too much though. I got the doll for maybe $5 and I'm just trying to flip her. And so I just make a little outfits and put it up. But it's more like art pieces in the end. So I you sort of bond the doll and you're like, oh, I have to give her up now. But that's what happened.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations. Yeah. So you customize your dolls. You buy a doll and you customize it with clothing?
Yes, mostly clothing. And I also sold one of my custom dolls that I made a while back. Mostly because I'm trying to get rid of my collection a bit. But she was also someone I just made up on my own. I replaced the eyes. I styled the hair. So I was like, oh, she looked really nice. And everyone really liked her. Like you can tell the difference. And it's on Mercari.
Okay, yeah, great. So if anybody, anybody wants to go to your site, do you want to share that?
Sure. It's Thrift World.
Perfect World.
Thrift World.
Thrift World. Thrift.
Thrift World. I'm not the best speller.
Yes. Thrift World. So we have clothing and toys.
Mostly
toys are my stuff.
I love entrepreneurship. You know, I love creativity. It's so beautiful. The world goes brighter with creativity.
Sylvia, do you feel like you get attached to these dolls after you like design them and stuff?
It depends. I think I like the bigger dolls better, but after some, like once you start start giving them a personality and they become more of like a person, you sort of feel like it's real, and then you get attached to them.
Aww.
But you have to remind yourself it's not a real person. It's a it's an object. But there's something magical about them. That's why I really like dolls.
Yeah, you should really get back into making jewelry.
I used to do that too.
Yeah. I'd love to buy some pieces, like some earrings or like a pendant with like a stone or something.
Thank you. I'll look into that.
Yeah, jewelry is always beautiful.
I went apple picking yesterday at Masker Orchard. And it's a really beautiful apple picking place. They have like, it's huge. It's like, gotta be like 10, 20 acres maybe big. And you drive through it. There's like 30 different types of apples. I think I really need to like fact check myself with all of these facts that I'm throwing out because I don't know if they're right. But it was a very nice afternoon. They don't charge admission, so you drive right in, you park your car wherever, and then you pick apples. You can either fill up a bag or bring it home. You pay for that bag. Or you could just enjoy the day. They encourage you to picnic over there. So a lot of people had brought their tents, tables. Some people were having their birthday parties there. They brought food, wine, drinks, and they were pretty much just spending the day outdoors under apple trees. And I took a nice nap after I had some apples and my lunch, and then I drove back. So it was a very nice, relaxing day yesterday.
Oh, that sounds great. Apple picking season. Oh, I want to do that.
Yes. And you can buy cider and donuts and pies from their shops. And they're very COVID friendly because you don't leave your car. They bring everything to you. So they give you like a shopping list and then you just check off how much of each thing you want and then they just bring it over to your car with masks and everything. So it's very safe, and it's like the best way to Apple Pick now. So.
Ooh, I love that. Wait, where is it located? I missed that.
Masker Orchard. It's in, oh my God. It was right there in the top of my head. But it's upstate. It's like an hour and a half from here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I'll get back to you guys with that information. Masker.
Yes, I mean, we are an apple cider friendly group.
Yes. And it's also pumpkin spice, pumpkin everything season.
Yeah, so we're pumpkin, that. Right? Pumpkin and apple friendly group. Gary with his tea, he's probably having some apple cider tea right now so that he can't make it today, but hopefully we all can have apple cider and tea. So.
Beautiful. Yes, lovely. In a few months, it's going to be hot chocolate season. But in the meantime, we'll enjoy the apple cider and the pumpkin everything.
Mm. Love it, love it, love fall. Great. So I have an article to share. Let me share it all to you. So have you heard about, have you seen the Father of Bride movie? The Father of Bride, 1991. So it's about a father received the news that his daughter's getting married, and she's at young age, like 20 about, and she's like, I'm going to get married. She just met this guy, and she's like, okay, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to get married quickly. Throughout the story of Father to Bride, it was funny because he was opposing it. He didn't want the daughter to get married. He views her as a little girl. Throughout the whole thing, he's just trying to, he was so grumpy and trying to stop it a little bit, but still respecting his daughter's decision of getting married. It's a hilarious movie. It's funny. I love the movie. If you want to laugh, watch The Father of the Bride, the original 1991 movie. It's just hilarious how he tries his best to stop the wedding. So in this article is saying that Father of the Bride Part 3 is coming out. I think it came out on YouTube and it will be on Netflix. People are super excited for it. The director, Nancy Myers, she created it, and she created it 25 years ago. And she felt that she needed to do something for COVID-19. You can donate to the WCK.org/father. And if you donate, it's called the World Central Kitchen. So when you donate, you help people in need with food, like COVID-19 people or anybody, you know, for that matter. So she basically wanted to do something during quarantine. And since a lot of people love Father of the Bride, she's like, why not have a Zoom movie? Father of the Bride, all the cast in Zoom. And she pretty much just made a 27-minute movie through Zoom, also helping donate to the World Central Kitchen. So if you like to donate and help out and give free meals to people in need, it's wck.org/father. And yeah, check out the movie if you haven't, Father to Bride, if you want some laughs.
That's awesome. It's like, instead of going to the movies, now people are giving more to like these causes, because instead of paying for a movie ticket that would have costed you like $20 with popcorn and everything else, you might as well give like half of that proceed to someone that needs it. So
yeah,
good way to give back.
Yeah, everyone got excited. Like Steve Martin is the main cast and he's a funny guy. And he said, yeah, right away. He said, okay, I'm just gonna do the movie. I don't care. He wants to do charity. And pretty much it was hard for her to create the script, but she kind of used Nancy Myers. She used her own life a little bit and the characters, like their personalities to incorporate into this film. So I can't wait to see it. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, there was a scene, this is spoiler alert, but there's a scene in the first movie. Okay, fine.
I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched it?
I want to. I was trying to look up to see where I could watch it. I think Prime has it, but if not, then I might just have to like look it up.
Okay, spoiler alert canceled.
Yes.
But yeah, I would recommend it if you want to laugh.
Yes.
It's a classic movie.
Maybe later tonight. It is Saturday and tomorrow's a holiday. So
I think today's Sunday, but
oh yeah, today is Sunday. Tomorrow's a holiday.
Yeah. Yom Kippur.
Yes.
Happy early Yom Kippur.
Isn't it Yom Kippur? No? Am I saying it right? Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur.
Kippur? Really?
Yom yeah.
Kippur. Happy Yom Kippur.
Happy Yom Kippur, everybody.
So I have something. I recently started going back into the preschool setting to do my therapy sessions post-COVID. And it's been quite challenging with the whole social distancing and being checked by the thermometer upon entering. There's documentations to be filled out. Every time I go into a building, I go into two preschools. So I go out pretty much four times a week to go to these preschools. And they've been doing pretty all right with social distancing. But I really wish that they had what the people in Manchester, UK are doing, which is they have a little cleaning robot that goes around in each one of the classrooms after schools are dismissed. And it has like this blue light that it disinfects everything within the classroom. I think this is great for multiple reasons, because it's technology doing it and not humans, because people tend to kind of miss spots, or they might get, you know, a little lazy and not do like parts of the room or forget about parts of the room. And it's also labor intensive to clean up all of these classrooms. Whereas these little robots go around cleaning everything up, and it also prevents exposure to people from getting infected. So I feel like this thing does multiple jobs, and I really wish that the US would bring this over. I don't know if you guys have been into like Stop and Shop, where they have like this little robot that just like drives around the store. And I think it's like camera. Have you guys seen those yet?
Yes.
I haven't. You have?
They're weird, right?
Yeah, there's a robot going around, and I don't know what it does. What does the robot do?
I think it like watches you, because it's got just like a camera, and it just like goes places. It's not really helping. So I'm guessing it's just like watching, and it's just probably keeping an eye on people that may like try to shoplift or steal things, I think, but I don't know, because there's no sign on it or anything. And it's kind of intimidating when it like comes up to you and is like watching you as you're like putting things in your shopping cart. But this is like a similar concept to that.
Oh, I looked it up. What so is it? The robot at Stop and Shop is called Marty. The name is Marty. And Marty is going around to report spills, debris, and other hazards to store employees. And it is for you to improve your shopping experience.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
So Marty the robot is just looking for your safety.
Unless
so
if he's like an undercover robot to prevent people from shoplifting too, which is probably a double duty that it probably does too.
I don't know. It didn't say.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. So this disinfectant robot was being used in hospitals and airports prior, but then this is the first time that they're using it in schools. So when the school is empty, the machine can patrol the classroom and the corridors, blasting out a powerful UVC ray onto surfaces to break down the DNA structure of any virus. The robot heads into Three Tower Alternative Provision Academy in Manchester this week and spent 2 days blasting surfaces. Yeah. So everything the light touches is sterilized.
So, I have a follow-up article after that. It's similar to that.
Yeah, so this is a great technology that is much needed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, you know, they just go around and clean for you, and you don't have to be there.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
And this robot is made to kill 99.9% of bacteria and can sterilize a classroom in 10 to 15 minutes. Not just clean, it sterilizes it, which is like the ultimate peace of mind nowadays. I really, really wish, fingers crossed, someone hears this, someone from the Department of Education or CDC, from the US. Listen, guys, please get this in for us. We need this. We need this for our children's safety or teachers' safety, because schools are going to close down. It's going to be flu season. We need this, regardless of COVID or not, because if this could just be around year-round, it would prevent so many viruses from keeping kids from coming to school.
Absolutely. Yes. Please, America, bring these robots to clean our classrooms.
Yep. See, they're supposed to go to Ireland, and then now it's being expanded into Australia and Hong Kong. So come on, America, let's do this.
America.
Make America clean again.
That's good. Make America clean again. What is it? Maca.
Maca.
Maca. Maca us.
Maca, maca. Maca.
We all need some maca, even the kids.
Yes.
Yeah. So, speaking of UVA light, I also see that there's a new study coming out saying that UVA light will kill the coronavirus, actually. So researchers have found that light frequency kills the corona 19 virus, which is happening worldwide right now, without harming people. Columbia University and Japan Hiroshima University researchers found that a UVC light wave of 222 nanometers works. With the light, you can kill off the disease without harming your skin.
I'm surprised that people here don't really use it, because I like follow like celebrities on Instagram, Bollywood celebrities, Indian mm-hmm. celebrities, and they all are using it. They're using it when they step into the homes. They have these little portable UV lights that they take onto flights when they have to travel for their photo shoots, and they disinfect their seats before they sit on it. And apparently it's not big here, but other places are using it like they have it in their pockets.
I didn't even know about it.
Mm-hmm. They have pocket sizes. They have big sizes. So when you enter the home, you can disinfect yourself. When you go out traveling, you can disinfect places where you go in. So, yeah.
We need that.
Yes.
UVC, it's called. And it kills 99.9% of two common coronaviruses that also causes the colds. And I think that America, maca, come in again and kill out the coronavirus.
Clean again.
Yeah.
It's around the corner, you know, we need the slogan.
Yeah, we need the slogan now. So yeah, we have a simple solution, is the UVC light. I don't know how much it would cost, but if we had it, we would have less coronavirus, because it kills it in 30 seconds.
Oh, that's better. Because I was reading, when you put hand sanitizer on, you have to wait 20 seconds for your hand, and then it's effective. So it has to dry on your hand, so it kills the bacteria.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's better, because it's not inside your skin, I think. You know, it's outside. And it's, hopefully, it didn't say that it was harmful in any way. It didn't say that it was cancerous. It just said that it doesn't go through your skin, and it just kills all the viruses.
And the good thing about the light is no one physically has to be present over there. So even if it does have that risk factor, if you just run the light and no one's in the room, it's like an x-ray, you know, like, and if it does the job, then, you know, I feel like that's efficient enough. And what's hand sanitizer? It's like with preschoolers, I've had to instruct so many of them, go between your fingers, go to the back, because most of them just go like, they just rub the palm of their hands and the rest of it just drips off. So they never get their fingertips, they never get the back of their hands, they never get in between the fingers. So sanitizer only goes so far with certain people.
Yeah, we need a whole lesson on how to clean your hands. I mean, I think it's important. I mean, from now on to forever, people should clean their hands anyways. You know how many times I see people coming out of the bathroom not washing their hands? I'm just in shock. So.
Right. So I just looked up the UVC lights on Amazon.
Yeah.
They have, it's called the light sanitizer wand. Sorry, I'll say that again. It's a light sanitizer wand, and some of them are quite expensive. Some of them are quite cheap. I'm looking at it on my phone. Like one of them is like a little pocket size. It'll focus in any minute now. Can't see it.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm. And this is $119.
Wow.
But it has really good reviews. It has over 1,400 reviews. And then they also have lamps that are bigger, and they're like, they're like about 50 to like 100 in change.
So how many nanometers is it?
Let me see. Bacteria 59S. Nanometer being like the light that it has?
Yeah, I think.
It just says disinfectant time 15 to 30 minutes. Can be used in the home. Oh, okay. 260 to 280.
Wow, that's bigger than the researchers say.
Maybe it is too powerful then.
I don't know. But yes, so we have solutions to this. That's very positive. It's good news that we can use.
Yeah.
Sylvia, do you have anything? Do you want to say?
Yeah. I mean, speaking of that light, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, they can replace light bulbs with UVC, right? And then they could start opening up restaurants again. You know, you walk into the restaurant and you don't have to worry about it not being disinfected enough. You have the light disinfecting everything, and people can just walk in and business can go back to normal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. And I have another life-saving device that can help people. I'm going to step away from the COVID for a little second, for a minute, and say that I have a fear of the water. It's very tough for me to even get in water, but I try. There is a device now where you can put it on. It's like a bodysuit kind of device where if you don't know how to swim, you put it on and you float automatically. And people who've never swum before could now float and can learn to swim without any fear at all. It's called a Florida wetsuit. It helps people swim who never ever swum and have a big fear. And it's very successful. This person, 50 years old, never swam and used the suit and became unfearful of the water for the first time. And I think that the suit is called the float suit. It's called Air Time, Water Time. And it has wetsuits for kids for $90 American dollars, $150 American dollars for women, and men's $170 American dollars. So if you want to learn how to swim without the fear of drowning, you can get the wetsuit from Airtime Watertime. I think I will take a look at it and see to buy one, because I do have a fear of water. A lot of people have the fear of water. Pamela Brownlee said that she went to snorkel with her husband and she was so scared, but when she put the suit on, she was able to go snorkeling in 30 to 40 feet of water without fear. And I just think that it's a great invention that they made, because you just float. You don't even, it's better than the little noodles and the life vest around your neck.
That's great. And it's, it is so much more comfortable. It looks much more comfortable than wearing one of those like life vests that kind of like go around your neck. And I feel like that causes more suffocation than anything else. So this is nice. It like fits along your body and it feels very natural. And then slowly, once you do get that fear out of you, you can pretty much just take this off and just go without it. I feel like this is a good way to start. It's almost like training wheels for bicycles, but for swimmers.
Yes.
Like getting you acclimated to the water, it's reducing your fear. And yeah, it looks pretty good.
I think I'm going to buy it. It's called Airtime, A-I-R-T-I-M-E, Watertime, WATERTIME.com.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing. That's good. That's very good for people that, you know, like yourself, are scared of the water or just learning how to swim.
Yeah. You're welcome. Well, thank you for the segment. I hope everybody have a great week, and thank you for listening. You can listen to us at any time. I hope we lighten and brighten your day up. Thank you for listening so much. And we leave you with a quote.
All right, everyone. So I have a quote for us for the week. It is, you make a life out of what you have, not what you're missing. I'll read it one more time. You make a life out of what you have, not what you're missing. It's by Kate Morton, The Forgotten Garden. So hopefully that brings some positivity and some motivation for your week, and to focus on the brighter end of things and not focus on things that you may have or could have had, but focus on what you do have in the moment, which is a lot.
Yes, that is a wonderful quote. I this morning was being grateful for what I have here. Doesn't matter what it is, even the smallest thing is a blessing to have in your life.
Gratitude. Well, thank you, everyone. Hope to see you next week or hear from you next week.
Yes, thank you. And this is Cindy, Dana, and Sylvia for this episode.
Good news. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Yay.
Yay.